Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. I am so excited today. I have to tell you, I was in Grand Rapids not that long ago, about a year, and I met this amazing family. They hosted us at their church, and we had a great event. And I saw this incredible group of children that I was in awe of. And I did not realize that two of them have their own show on YouTube where they are breaking down truth. They are just being honest. They are fearless lovers of God and country. They are beautiful men. And I am so excited to have Isaac and Titus Smith here with me today. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us.
So glad to be here.
So happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. I remember meeting you guys, and we were looking at your family like, I've never seen such a perfect looking family. And then I got to know your parents and, you know, Bernadette and Philip. And they, every time I see them, I run up to them. I'm so excited. And I have to tell you, last time I saw your mom, she said, you got to check out my son's show. Well, since we did, we watch it every day.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, you guys make me laugh. And you give me hope, too. I have to tell you, there's not a lot of young guys out there doing what you're doing with the bravery, with fearlessly being true to yourselves, to God, to country, to family. So tell me a little bit about how this started and why you're out there doing this, because it makes a big difference, I think, more than you could know.
All right. Oh, well, back in October 2020, during the debate is when I started. So Biden, you know, lied as he does. During the debate, he said that he wasn't going to stop fracking and fossil fuels. He said, I'm not going to stop doing that. I never said that. And Trump was like, yes, you did. You literally said that. I'm going to come out with a video tomorrow and I'm going to
on your website.
I'm going to come out with a video and I'm going to expose you, like, everybody knows it, because I had seen a video prior to him, the debate, of him literally talking to a worker in that field. It went viral, and he just denied. And so I made a video on TikTok, and I was like, can we just talk about how Biden just blatantly lied to the American people? Like, he cannot be an option for president. Like, there's no way we're gonna vote for this. And like, I was just out of frustration, because I made that TikTok account and I had like maybe two videos on there, and it was not related to politics. And then I was like, after like a few hours I was working, I checked my phone. I was like, oh, I got a few views there. I had like maybe a couple, like 2,000 views, something like that. And I was like, I did not expect that, because every other video I'd ever made was like 100 views.
Right.
So I was like, okay. And I just, you know, kept posting more. I was like, okay, I guess I'll post another one. Like, people want to hear this. And I was afraid to, because I figured that, like, you know, because you know how mainstream media is, it's super liberal. And you assume that everyone's going to be mad at you. Well, I realized real quickly, we are the silent majority, because so many people were supporting, so many in the comments were like, thank you. Oh my gosh. And I was like, oh. And so I told Isaac, you need to get on this. And before he got on it, we made a video where we were voting. We went for his first time voting.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, we went. I was, and I forgot, we're in Texas, but we're from Michigan. So we were like, I was like, guys, we're going to vote for Trump, but we can't tell anybody, because they're going to get mad.
I saw it.
We're in Texas. We're probably fine. But that video went like viral. It was like my first viral video about, and so then I was like, Isaac, you got to get on this. And he started getting on it too.
Yeah.
Then we both started making TikToks, and then it started to become a competition of who can do better. We would both surpass each other back and forth and back and forth. And then,
so we both got banned.
Yeah.
I know, I got banned. It's okay. It's a badge of honor. Here's the thing, though, about you guys. You are not embarrassed to share you're proud to share your faith in God and your belief in the ultimate truth, being the truth. Does that, how has that been? Because we're not seeing a lot of young people doing that. And I think the reaction to both of you, I mean, your parents are pastors from an amazing church, and you live this, but you live it on your show too. And I love that about you. You don't seem afraid. And how's the response been to that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I just want to like thank our parents, because without them raising us the way they did,
we would not be here.
It's 100% because of how they raised us and what they taught us. But sharing our faith, it's honestly, we're getting a pretty good response. I mean, sometimes you'll have the random person that'll come in like, you know, I'm a Satanist, just random like that. But normally, it hardly ever happens. But
I know all about it.
Or they'll be like, you're worshiping Sky Daddy or something.
Or something like random. But
what's weird is that I usually get, even people that support my channel, that don't like aren't Christians. They're still like, I'm not a Christian. I'm an atheist, but like, I'm a conservative and I love your views and I love your videos. And even when you're talking about faith, I don't feel like I'm not welcome in the video. So so that's cool.
Like, yeah, you do have the people that are like, I might not agree with you as a Christian, but I respect you. You have so many people that are like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to see somebody stand by their convictions without fear, I think also. And you guys do it with comedy and humor, and you are such an open, I've recommended you guys to a lot of people. It's a nice commentary on what everyone's thinking and isn't really saying. And how is the, now the other thing is you guys have a very strong family. And I believe that there's a big attack right now, not just on God and Christianity, but also an attack on the nuclear family. And I think that it's a real problem. And you guys have such a strong family that I know. Have you been able to really articulate how important the family be growing up the way you did and your family values are? Because I think you guys come with a very unique set of background to be able to express the importance of fathers and families and, you know, siblings backing each other.
Yeah. What's funny is I talk about family and how important the nuclear family is, and I've mentioned that many times, but I actually haven't even used my own family as an example as much. Like, even though I can, because we're all very close. We're like each other, love talking, hanging out. Like, we'll just hang out by ourselves and go see movies, go out and whatever. So that's actually a good point you made. I might actually start making more videos
Like, for most of our life, we didn't realize that we were a close family. Like, we just thought every family was like this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That was our like viewpoint. Until we started seeing other families and how they're broken and they like don't get along. They say stuff like, I haven't talked to my brother in 5 years.
And I'm like, what? Yeah, I can imagine that.
I could not imagine.
And they'll be like, they'll be disrespectful to their parents. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. I remember when I was in high school.
I was scared.
I wouldn't, your mom would tolerate none of that.
Yeah, no. Ooh. I remember I was in high school and some girl like would cuss her mom out. And I was like, I would have got smacked. I was like
God, what? I know.
Are you kidding me? I was like, that's so disrespectful. And it's even 10 times worse nowadays. These kids are exposed to all these things to where it's like about dividing. Like you said, the nuclear family is not something that they're trying to keep. They're trying to divide. They're trying to, like, they're having teachers tell the students to not tell their parents things that, like,
oh my goodness,
like, there's so many, they don't care about the nuclear family, it's all about dividing it and like making everyone LGB something.
The crazy thing is like, it's a fact that like the number one statistic to success is having a mother and a father in the house. So like every time we have the opportunity to share about like how important family is and how important a mother and a father in the household is, we share it.
Yes.
I mean, we try to every time we have the chance.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is the number one statistic to success. But then you see in a lot of communities, a lot of Black communities, a lot of single mothers.
Right.
And they're like, why are these children, you know, growing up the way they did? It's because they don't have a father. So we're trying to tell people the family is so important. We try to every chance we get.
Yeah, sure. definitely.
Yeah, and you have a very, your parents are really partners and equals. They really are like you know, both your parents are very strong. It's a very respectful, you're very blessed to have role models like them. And I think that that's something that you guys really, you know, exemplify to me. Now, let me ask you, because I live in New York City right now. People they're having their summer of rage here. I have to tell you, I've looked at the Black Lives Matter, the CRT, the defund the police, the no bail, no jail time we have in New York. And I think that this is a war on the Black community, because it's my friends in the Black community right now that are paying for this. And I know, especially in New York, certainly in the Bronx and some places in Queens, they are totally run by gangs. And I think that I just look at this and I think that this was just another, the whole thing was an attack. And I just feel like the Black community is suffering. What are your thoughts now? 2 years into Black Lives Matter and all of this defund the police, in terms of what it's done to your community, well, the Black community, you're in my community, but
It hasn't really done anything to help. That's for sure. Black Lives Matter organization is literally just an organization that is, the name is the only good thing about it. Everything they do, I mean, their money is not, it's doesn't go anywhere to help Black communities.
Time and time again,
they buy mansions in predominantly white neighborhoods.
Doing campaigns of Democratic politicians.
Yeah.
You saw this happen time and time
again. Accepting money from people and not helping the community that you're claiming is having so much injustice directed towards them. Like, I was like, that's so hypocritical.
It's all lip service.
It's all
it was lip service.
It's
so talk, speaking from the mountaintops, but you never saw a drop of that money go to any of the communities they claim so bad. Which they are bad, but the money never went there.
Yeah, and defund the police you know, who's really suffering. I saw a Black mother talking about her kid getting shot in Chicago. And, you know, they're about to go with the Chicago just talked about they're not letting their cops chase people anymore and all this stuff. And she said, what? I'm not. Yeah. She said, look, here we have no bail and no jail time, basically, for criminals in New York City. But I will tell you that this woman, she was so great. And she was speaking. She goes, you're not taking my guns from me. I am the first responder for my kids. You defunded the police. You know, these and so these people, these especially these single mothers, you know, it's a big, big issue, especially in the Black community. They're sitting ducks now. It's like, what is this? Defund the police. It just seems like evil.
It is.
Yeah. It's, go ahead. Do you know that Black women are actually the high, the statistically they're purchasing guns at a faster rate than any other.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
It's like, but then we're all against guns. There's so many like inaccuracies that go with everything that they speak. Like, it's just like. It's almost intentional though, because it's trying to like make you confused, like this and this and this, and they're throwing seven different things in your direction, and it doesn't make sense when you actually break it all down, problem by problem. It's all just nonsense.
Yeah.
And with the defund the police thing, it's just another way for like corruption and evil to happen. Like, people can do bad things if police aren't there to stop it.
It's so crazy. Mainstream media blows up the few cases with a white cop and a Black man, but if you actually went to those neighborhoods, they want the police there.
I know.
They know how bad it is, how bad the gang violence is, how bad just, you know, it's just, it's not good. So they want the police. They want to be able to call. They feel protected. Now you're saying defund them. Now there's no protection. They're so out of touch.
Yeah. You know, you know, screaming defund the police, the white people,
people?
And on their Twitter accounts.
Yes.
And they're nice.
With their Black squares as their profile.
Yeah.
I know. It's awful.
Nice neighborhoods where there's nothing going on.
Right.
Defund the police, defund the, in their gated communities, while there's people that are actually struggling and hurting like don't know what to do. And you're saying defund the police. No.
Yeah.
Fund, if anything, you fund, if they're fund that bad, them. If they're that bad, fund them more to give them better training. Yeah. Fund them more to do something to elevate the police. Defunding them doesn't help anything. That doesn't even make sense.
I know.
It's like, you let crime run free is what you're asking to do.
Exactly.
Well, it's like you said about Black Lives Matter. It's the community that they're claiming to help that they're hurting the most. Just like with the border, because it's the Hispanic communities that are being hurt the most. They're being flooded with these. It's like it's a completely upside down world on the other side. Everything that they're saying they're doing is the opposite. Now, what is the feedback from you guys from other Black conservatives? Because I am friends with a bunch of Black conservatives that get treated pretty bad. You know, they're bold and they're proud. And, you know, a couple of my good friends that, but I have a lot of friends that are Black, especially in New York. And of course, none of their votes ever seem to count. But what, how are you feeling on that end?
Oh, I mean, my Black conservative friends, it's all been good. I actually started a segment on my channel called The Black Conservative, where I'm bringing Black conservatives on and just talking to them.
There's a lot more than people think.
Oh yeah, way more. And that's why I'm doing it. Cause I'm going to show people that there's way more of us than they think there are. And it's not some huge minority. Like we have like Black people as a whole in America might be a minority, but they're not all liberal. They're not all leftist. And most Black people, other than the like indoctrination they've been received, would actually lean more conservative. They weren't so pushed with all this like virtue signaling. And like, if you're going to offer someone a bunch of free stuff, they're going to take it. And that's a problem. Like, you need to realize that this free stuff is not helping you.
There's a sense of community with all Black conservatives, because it's just like all the Black leftist liberals, they just like exile you. They call you
despise Uncle Tom,
they call you traitors.
I know. It's
in the book, and it's like, y'all are being like not rude to me. You're claiming the white people are like this. But y'all, what are you guys are saying all these
and it's so weird because you're pandering to your white people, your white Republican, white leaders. I'm like, you are literally pandering to your white liberal. Like,
I know, but that's who's running it on the other side. It's like, a bunch of white billionaires.
It doesn't make sense. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you saying that you're doing the exact same thing I'm doing, except for the people you're following aren't actually trying to help you. People I'm following are.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. That's that. But again, we don't know. Your mom once told me a story about how she went into a Black community to speak. And like everyone there was thinking like that they couldn't even vote Republican, like that it was just they didn't even know the candidates. They were basically being told that they had to vote for these specific people, which is another thing that's happening with anyone that's getting help from the government. You know, and in New York, it's, you know, they try to put you on government assistance, and then they own you. And then they're kind of like, well, you have to vote. And she was telling, do you find that people like, once you start to talk to them about issues, that they're more like, oh, wait, I agree with that. Or I agree with that. Because most of my, also a lot of my Black friends are also, they're really devout Christians. So mm-hmm. When I tell them, like, don't you know that the platform is like secular, no God, no taking Judeo-Christian values completely out of America because communism needs to be the God. And then you kind of explain and they're like, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are like that. I was talking to some guy today about that. It was like most people, if they realize what's actually being pushed, they wouldn't lean that way. They would 100% because it's no help to you.
Yeah.
It's no help to you. It's completely ruining your life and ruining future generations. Like you're teaching this mentality of laziness, teaching this mentality of it's always someone else's fault, not taking any responsibility for yourself. It's always someone else to blame.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to.
That's what it is. Like I'm seeing them. That it took me 22 years to pay off my student loans. Suddenly you don't, that didn't mean anything. Or the other thing is what's going on now, you guys grew up, you had awesome parents, you grew up well, but this critical race theory in schools, they're trying to re-divide children by skin color. I can't even believe that this is real. But then you look at the people pushing it. I look at you two and I think these guys are heroes. They can make a big difference in the country, in the community, all of that. You look at these guys, Kendi and the Next 1619 Project. First of all, they're becoming multimillionaires, but they're harming the Black community and they're causing the white community to resent them. It just seems like it's a plan.
Right. You can't justify that making sense, teaching Black people that they're oppressed,
right,
and that they're always going to be oppressed because that's what it is at the end of the day. And then telling white kids
you're racist
at a young age, if you just put a Black kid and a white kid in a room, like a group of them, they're going to love each other just because that's how kids are. They're just like friendly. But you tell that white person you are oppressive, you're an oppressor, this is how you're going to be towards that Black person. What gets me is people just act like kids. You can't mold them into any way you want.
Yeah,
the school system acts like it's not possible. They're just going to be, they're going to grow up and act however they want to just because that's what they wanted.
Oh, well, yeah. They think what they're saying
is exactly. Always shaping a child,
right,
whether it's a parent or a teacher or whatever. And people on the left act like that's not possible. Like they have, you know, freedom to choose whatever.
They know, though. They act like it.
They know exactly.
Why is it and 20 years ago, no first grader was like, hey, I want to be a girl. And then that was a boy and actually went through with the transition. That never happened. You know why? Because it wasn't being pushed on them back then.
Right.
Not pushing on them. And now they magically want to be something that they're not.
So many random kids.
It's insane.
Oh, and you see the numbers. It's all basically under 24 years old. It's you know, and you guys are young. What are you guys, because you guys talk openly about it and how dangerous it is. I honestly think that it's to make these kids so confused and so have no, because a lot of people didn't grow up. I'm lucky. I've married parents that are really strong too. And I grew up in a very strong type family like you guys, but a lot of kids don't. And what I'm seeing, especially with the LGBTQ plus thing and this new transgender pushing, is I'm seeing they're trying to brainwash kids or manipulate kids in a way that the kids will have no core identity. And then they can manipulate them into whatever they want. You guys are way younger than me. Did you see it when you guys were in school, or this is really new?
So I don't know about Titus.
I didn't see it earlier.
Me, it was like my freshman, sophomore, junior year. There was nothing like it. It wasn't too crazy. I graduated in 2017.
Right.
And my senior year, all of a sudden, there was like pride marches, pride. It wasn't Pride Month, but there was like all of a sudden you saw all these pride stuff on the walls. Pride Club was announced like every single day. And then all of a sudden you started seeing more people identify as trans and more gay people coming out. I was like, I knew you guys since I was like a fifth grader.
Right.
How come all of a sudden you love girls? I know you love girls your whole life. How come all of a sudden now you're gay? I don't understand.
So weird, right? I think that they also go to marginalized kids and they kind of say, listen, here's a group of people that'll accept you. And next thing you know it, I don't know, but that's interesting that you started to see it in 2017. Because I think if the three of us walked into like a K-12 school right now, it'd be so in your face. You wouldn't be able to not see it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it definitely wasn't like that for me. I remember we'd look at people when there was gay people, they'd be like, "Oh, it's a gay person." Not like rude or disrespectful towards them. It's just kind of like
right. That's it just class. Wasn't half the class. Right.
And
half the class.
Yeah. No. Right.
Exactly. You know, rare. I think that it's about mind control. I don't even think it's about what people think it's about. I really think that it's some kind of. Also, I always say, look at the money. If you trace the money of this whole movement, it's going to be the same five billionaires that funded critical race theory. It's going to be the same five to 10 billionaires that funded Antifa, you know, or Black Lives Matter. It's all the same guys. And at the very top, and they're white liberal billionaires. I don't know what their goal is, but I do believe they're failing. What do you guys think?
The goal is like a new world order, you know.
Yeah.
Clay's always talking about Klaus Schwab, and you all know her, right?
You can't go to the reawakening tour and not. He's obsessed with exposing them, but it's true. It's so ridiculous. And here's the great part about YouTube: we have to establish that we are the authority. We the people. It's not some elitist group of billionaires that can tell us. There's so many more of us. But we need people hitting every community. Are you guys getting asked to speak? Are people reaching out to you to come? Because you guys should, if you guys were speaking to youth, I think you guys could make big difference out there, especially in not just in the Black community. I mean, just with boys. We need boys. I there's a war on boys. I want boys to be boys, to be men, to be proud. Right.
Definitely a war on men. They're trying to make men become more effeminate and women to become more masculine. That's right. Literally what they're doing. Like a woman, I don't need no man. I'm going to get my bag and blah, 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 whatever they say. And then men are all like in touch with their feelings. That's good. That's fine.
Super.
But you don't need to be overly emotional. You just be a man. And like, obviously some people, like everyone's different, but it should not be a huge switch of like women just being super masculine and then men being so.
I know why. I like the traditional.
Especially since the most of, even if you become, even if a woman becomes more masculine, she's still going to want more masculine man. Even if they're pushing this nonsense of it's okay to be more feminine. She still wants a masculine man. Want men, even if they become effeminate, they're still going to want a girl. They don't want like a masculine woman who's dominating them. So like it's like they're forming people to be things that they're attracted to.
Yeah,
I think they want no. I honestly just think they want complete control over people. And so if they really confuse you to a place where you hate who you were born as so much, then they win. Something else though, I'll tell you that bothers me a lot. I was in Hollywood for a long time, and I saw a lot of stuff that I saw the pedophilia and all that too. But I saw the sexualization of our kids. And I just saw it permeating through in the 2000s. And then now it's come to a place where I feel bad for Black young girls because they've made it like this Cardi B and like Megan Thee Stallion and even Kim Kardashian, that these are who they should aspire to be. Yeah. And I most of my friends, especially Black women, are some of the smartest, strongest, most, you know, if I need advice, that's who I'm going to. And yet they're selling these young Black girls a bill of goods that's going to destroy their lives.
Yeah, the thing that's almost is all you're good for is like making money by being half naked and dancing on the stage. That's all you're good for. And it's sad because they'll praise her, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, being half naked on a stage dancing. But then someone like Candace Owens are going to be like, they're going to shun her. She's the worst. She hates our country. She's doing nothing to help. Even though she's trying to tell you, hey, guys, look at me. I made myself successful without taking off my clothes, without being half naked. I was using my mind. I used my intelligence. And that's how I got where I am today. And I didn't have to do any of that shaking my butt.
It's just so frustrating because not too long ago, like they say that's Black culture now, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, that's Black culture. But not too long ago, Black culture was like working as hard as you can because there was racism. There was people that were oppressing, and I'm going to work as hard as I can to overcome that. That was Black culture,
right?
Black people just worked hard, but now they're just trying to like, through indoctrination, through slow indoctrination, all of a sudden Black culture is being a drug dealer. It's shooting people up. It's shaking.
Emotional
shaking stuff you shouldn't be shaking and showing stuff you shouldn't be showing.
Right.
That's Black culture now. And
it's so materialistic. It's like not real, because I, you know, it's crazy. I was talking to my friend and she's like, when people were getting those PPP loans, they were going out and buying all this stuff. And I'm thinking, where is this money going to go? Like, and then you see like you know, people have like new sneakers and like, you know, some kind of good $1,000 pocketbook. And I'm thinking like, what is going on? But it was like perpetuating this thing. And I feel really bad. I feel like there's a generation of young Black girls that have been really deceived by the industry to not value themselves as capable, smart women, and more in terms of that, that's what they have to sell.
Yeah, that's very true. It's sad.
Because the Roe versus Wade thing, it's upsetting a lot of people, good, whatever anyone's thoughts of it are, but there is a reason that Margaret Sanger and Bill Gates's father put them in Black communities all over the country, no matter what anyone wants to say, the truth about Planned Parenthood is the truth. And yeah. I'd like to see a lot more Black babies being born,
She's been exposed for being a racist and being her purpose for creating Planned Parenthood.
100%.
And they fight for Planned Parenthood. Like whenever you bring it up to someone, they'll ignore it and say, well, what they're doing now is helpful. Like they just disregard it completely. They don't want to bring it up. They don't want to talk about it because they know they'll look dumb. And that's literally their whole purpose. And if she hadn't done that, how many millions of babies would be alive right now that are Black?
The Black community certainly wouldn't still be 13% of America. We'd be you'd be a lot bigger. And then they also really do encourage it. I don't really understand why, and I don't know why it's okay. It's got to be people are making money off of it. But I know that a friend of mine told me that in the Black community, a lot of girls look at Planned Parenthood as is. They're just told, like, you know, just go take care of it. Like, they're not putting it together. And I would like to see that exposed, because I think that's why I look at the statistics and I think, how is it possible? That's how it's possible that the Black community is being kept at a certain level of population. And it can't just be because there's got to be a plan there, and it's really sick. And we got to break through that. And the one other thing on that same level is, it seemed to me that there was an incentive for quite a long time for women to have a lot of kids and men to walk away. And most of my Black male friends are fathers and love being fathers. And that's something that they take pride in and strive to. And I guess I'm lucky, because a lot of my friends, they don't relate to that at all. But it seems to that there's been a war on that too. And you guys, we got to have people on the front lines saying, you know, no, these traditional things are we're going to get stronger as long as we keep living that way. What are you seeing with like that situation? Do you see it changing at all?
The fathers? Yeah, I literally just made a video on Father's Day. I was like, because there was a woman who said, basically was talking about how she's her kid's father too, because she's a single mother. And I was like, why do moms do this? And I was like, why do like single moms always on Father's Day try and take credit for being the father? Do you don't ever see a single father on Mother's Day saying, oh, this is my day too, I'm the father and the mother? I was like, you've never seen that. You never will see that, because they don't make everything about them. I said, it's statistically proven. I mean, like I said earlier, that the father and the mother is the best way for a kid to be successful in a society. Yeah. So you're not the father. You can give him, you should give him a father figure. If like your dad, your grandpa, somebody, because he can't. Your child is going to be better off with a father figure and a mother. You can't be both. And they're trying to make women proud to be these single mothers. I'm like, you shouldn't be. You got knocked up out of wedlock. That's not something to be proud of. Now, you should love your kid and you should treat your kid with, you know, all the love and care is their whole life. But your decision to get pregnant outside of wedlock and to be a single mother and not be with that person, whoever you decide to give your body to, is that's not justification for acting as if like you're this great.
Yeah.
Single mom. Like, no, you need to humble yourself and realize that fathers are very necessary. And I think in a healthy and toxic way at the same time, this push against men and this push against fathers has made a lot of men go off. So I've seen a lot of channels just talking about women, like these type of women who treat men like this, and like they just go back and forth, and it's like this created this toxic thing. But there has been some good channels within that.
Think so too. I think there's a backlash going on, and I see a lot more I think that there's also a Christian, a God revival going on too with people. I really think that a lot of these their motives are becoming so obvious. They're becoming so desperate and arrogant with all their different, you know, NGOs and plots and plans, that I think people are starting to be like, wait, maybe it's me that it needs to change, and stop listening to them. And I'm seeing it more and more. That's why I love your channel and I love what you guys are doing, because you guys are you actually are self-reflective a lot. When you're talking about issues, you often personalize it. And I think we need more people just being really honest about that. And you know, stepping out in front of it and saying, you know, this is something that I did and now I'm doing this, or, you know, just kind of encourage people to be the change instead of, you know, waiting for it. And that's really why I look at you guys and I think, God, because you're so young and you have so much you guys are doing and will do, but we really need your voices out there. I wanted to bring you on for my audience because I want them to follow you and have their kids follow you. I think you can do a lot of good for men out there. I think the war on men is really obvious, and it's not Black men, white men, Asian men. It's just in general.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So it's nice to see like two cool brothers just talking about the reality and truth of what's out there and how to make a better change for the better for everyone. And lastly, what are your plans? What are you guys doing right now? You guys are building. Do you have any big plans ahead, or are you just going to keep doing your thing?
Well, we've been building our individual channels for quite some time. We've gotten to a pretty high subscriber count.
I know. It's awesome.
But now this week we should be starting our podcast. Joint channel, our Smith Bros podcast.
Oh, great.
Pumping out some more joint content together because people love our dynamic.
Yeah, everybody.
Me too. I love it. Yeah.
They love us bouncing off each other. So This week we have our equipment. It should be good. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, we're excited to start.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're just trying to personally, like, I think for both of us, we're also trying to like create more because it's our full-time thing now.
I know. So
this is what we do.
Well, it should be. You're very successful.
Everything. Yeah. So we're trying to just like put out as much content and research and learn more. Cause like, I mean, there's people out here that just are, you know, you look at Ben Shapiro, he's like spitting out facts like a maniac. So we're trying to just, you know, brush up on things like even learning old history, just so we don't repeat, you know, if you don't repeat. You don't want to repeat history that's already been.
That's before. Why I think a lot of this war on our kids, you go back, look at Mao, look at Hitler, look at Stalin. They went after the kids. It's the easiest way to get to the parents, you know, and that's what's happening there. And that's awesome. I'm so excited you guys are doing that because, like I said, we really do need more young voices that are brave and are for God and country. And as far as America, what do you guys... what are you seeing big picture? Because I'm seeing that the Great Awakening is happening and people are starting to go inside, go back to God and look at all these institutions that have manipulated us and are seeing through it. Do you guys feel that that's happening? I mean, you have your channel, so you have a back, you know, people tell you.
Yeah, honestly, people, my only hope is that the people that like watch our channels and watch, because I was just telling my friend this the other day, I was like, I'll be watching, like seeing what's going on in the world. Like today, the Church of Satan was trending on Twitter and like all these negative things. I'm like, what is going on? How are people like this? How are, like the abortion, the Roe v. Wade and the outroar or outrage. And I'm just like, how is it like this? But then you see, you know, channels like Isaac's or mine or Candace Owens or you and like they're like, okay, people are sane. And you see the comments of people like, thank you. And it's like,
right.
All these people that are like millions of people that are like, thank God that you, and I'm like, okay, maybe. And the fact that Roe versus Wade got overturned, that was for me like that's huge. I was like, huge. Whoa, like, oh, because like we've been fighting. It seems like loss after loss after loss after loss. And then this happens, and you're like,
and then today, religious freedom, that coach that prayed over the field.
Yeah. I saw that. I was so frustrated in that it even happened in the first place. But thank God the Supreme Court is just like, no, that's not constitutional.
They just don't care about the liberal nonsense. They're like, we're going to do what's right. We're going to do what the Constitution says.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not abortion, not protected right, and it never was. And we shouldn't have done it in the first place.
I definitely think there is a great awakening, though, because you do see, like, on our channels, people are like, I didn't really think about it that way. You see that all the time, but you're really making me question some things. And then they're like, oh, okay. My entire friend group in Michigan were all hardcore liberals throughout their entire, like, high school went into college, and then all of a sudden after the 2020 election they started to actually see stuff, talk to me. All of them are like diehard conservatives now. it's just a switch. I think it's actually happening, and the more we talk about it, all of us, I think it's going to reach bigger,
and I think you need to be able to talk to people, not be angry with them.
That's the most important thing, I think. And that's why I love what you guys are doing, because you are educating people, because I see you guys being educated and then talking about it, and then you're educating people. The other thing is that you are brothers, so it's like reinforcing how important that bond is. And, you know, I just really think that we are the majority. I don't believe it anymore. And to see you guys thriving out there makes me so happy, because I think your audience is probably a younger audience that's kind of looking for guidance. And there's not that many people your guys' age out there kind of leading people on the path to, like, these things are good. God is good. Loving your country is good. You know, fighting for what's right, you know, law and order. These things are good things. And you guys are out there saying it, and I appreciate it so much. And when your mom, I saw her last time, she showed me your videos, and I'm like, I got to have them on. They can, like, we're getting old over here. You guys can actually change a generation that is, like, misguided. And I think they're lost. And I think people are looking for people like you guys and your voices and your bravery. And it's sad that it's bravery, because it's just who you are. But I think you're a great example, both of you. And please tell my audience how and where they can find you. And everyone, please go follow these two amazing brothers that I believe are going to make big things happen ahead for our country, and especially for the younger generations that are looking for guidance.
You can find me on every platform as Titus Ellis Smith. Our joint podcast is called Smith Bros Podcast.
Yeah, and you can find me, just look up Isaac Smith on all channels. I'll pop up just like
great. That. We'll share all your links below, and please stay in touch with me, you guys, and say hi to your parents and the rest of your awesome siblings. And are we going to see you at all on the road? I hope we see you again soon.
I think you will. Yeah,
you'll definitely see us on the road. Yeah.
Oh, come on! I see you guys coming, and I'm like, oh my god, the Smith family's here. Very exciting.
Absolutely.
Well, I love what you guys are doing. I think you guys can be the voice of a generation that is looking for guidance. And really, thank you for all you're doing for God and country. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records to your social justice to your environmental footprint to everything that you can imagine. Your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is, to me, like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness, as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.